What are the chances of a second earthquake?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd be surprised if we saw a really significantly larger earthquake. It appears that this was a moderate earthquake there. I would expect some very small aftershocks in the area, but that's just conjecture on my part.
Tell me about the tectonic history of Virginia.
Well, it's complicated. There's a lot of things we don't know. The fault systems in this particular region in central Virginia are 200 to 300 million years old. We don't really understand specifically what's going on down there. The earthquakes tend to be deeply buried. We don't have specific faults that we associate with those earthquakes like we do in California.
Well, everybody in California is waiting for the big one. Can we now expect a big one here?
Well, I don't think this changes the game. You know, we've always had moderate shaking in central Virginia and, of course, in southwest Virginia as well. And this is a pretty sizable event for this particular area, but I'm not sure it indicates that we've got something else happen. You know, where we tend to have a really sizable earthquake occurrence, we tend to be able to associate those with some specific fault systems more so than this one. So I would be surprised if it indicates something that suggests that we can have a really increased risk to really sizable earthquakes. Having said that, you know, our risk to earthquakes in this area is not insignificant. We had very strong shaking in the 19th century, 1886, down in Charleston, South Carolina, one of the largest earthquakes in the eastern United States and central United States as well, to include that area. You know, that was east of the Mississippi.
What can one expect with a 5.9 in terms of damage?
Actually, a 5.9 is you know, we start to expect damage to structures, especially if they're not well constructed, after about a magnitude 5.5. So I would expect to see things like snap chimneys, problems with unreinforced masonry structures, brick structures, poorly built structures. I would expect to see maybe some damage to structures, say, in the floodplains and river bottoms that we have along some of the rivers. That soft material tends to exaggerate damages. So we're looking at moderate earthquakes, but certainly something where we start to see some moderate damages. So we are past the threshold where we do expect to see some damage. You're looking at southwest Virginia. You know, the last major earthquake there was 1897, and then this earthquake today in central Virginia, which is probably about the largest earthquake we've ever had historically in Virginia. I think it's important to understand that the earthquake risk in this particular region is not as low as some realize. And when I say this region, I don't mean Virginia in particular. I really mean the eastern United States. We don't understand the sources of the earthquakes here like we do in California. But what we do understand is we've got geology that tends to be stronger. The rocks tend to be a little more capable of transmitting earthquake energy versus distance. So when we have an earthquake, which in California, 5.9 is a fairly small earthquake, but we feel it over a much greater area, 10 times greater area at least, in the eastern United States. And so if we have an earthquake of a certain size, we tend to feel it over a much greater area here in the eastern United States. If we combine that with the fact that we have, on average, a higher population density in many areas of the eastern seaboard, plus the fact that we have a lot of weak infrastructure, buildings, roads, bridges, existing structures which are not designed to resist earthquake shaking. We do have aggressive earthquake codes. We do design for shaking in these regions, but a lot of our structures are 50, 60, 100 years old. You know, a lot of building occurred after World War II, so a lot of our infrastructure is old and weak and brittle.
So what are the new requirements with respect to earthquake protection?
Well, we design for higher levels of shaking, first of all, and there's more rigor in the analysis, which means more steel in the building.
And this is pretty much universal throughout Virginia?
It's universal throughout Virginia because Virginia in 2003 adopted the International Building Code, and individual jurisdictions can choose not to use it, but most states adopt it statewide.
Gotcha. So any building, any commercial building built after 2003 would adhere to those codes?
Absolutely.
But not homes, not houses.
Right, not in Virginia, correct.
We have been talking to Jimmy Martin, Virginia Tech's director of the Disaster Risk Management Institute. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.